It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Boy, if you're in a survivor pool, I'd love to know how you survived. A lot of surprises. Get phone calls coming up, as we always do on Monday, best and worst of the weekend. Dak Prescott down and out for at least 6 weeks, up to 8 weeks, according to multiple sources telling Todd Archer of ESPN. If you're curious how Jerry Jones sounded after the loss last night, here is the Cowboys owner.
I'm particularly disappointed for our fans. Dak will be out for a little while. We'll be dealing with that as well. So this was a really tough night for the Cowboys, but a surprising night. But, of course, really add to it right there at the end to lose him for several weeks. We'll see more about how many weeks that may be.
So several weeks. What exactly happened to his hand?
Yes, he has an injury above his joint and his thumb up here. That'll need surgery.
You know, you start to look at this situation with Cooper Rush, and is he good enough to be a starting quarterback? There are a lot of guys who you just say they're a backup quarterback. They know their role. They're comfortable at that. They're almost like an offensive coordinator. You just have a lot of these players, Colt McCoy, Chase Daniel, like they're quarterbacks who know this is as far as I'm going to go, emergency situation. Can you trade for somebody? Do you trade for somebody? Is somebody willing to trade with you? And I think everybody sort of circling the wagons with Jimmy Garoppolo and the 49ers. Well, Jimmy has a no-trade clause, by the way. Would he want to go to the Cowboys? It'd be short-term, and it would be for 6 weeks. Is he ready to play? I'm told that he's not even healthy enough to play right now. Trey Lance did not play well in Chicago, but given the conditions, I'd like to see him at home. Good weather conditions. Let me just see what his confidence level is. But the Chicago Bears did what you're going to see defenses do to Trey Lance. You got athleticism. We're not going to let you use those legs. We are going to make you throw the football. I want to see what happens when he's able to go back home, have his full arsenal of weapons there. And there has to be promise there. That's where you get in trouble. When you bank on potential, I want to know what you do. I want results. I want you to produce. Not you got the potential to produce. I want to see you producing. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we'll talk to the Vikings quarterback, Kirk D. Cousins. I told Fritzy on Friday, tell the Vikings we want Kirk when they win, when they beat Green Bay. And Todd goes, Are you sure you want to say it that way? I go, yes, yes, something's up. I like the Vikings. And even though I picked the Packers to go to the Super Bowl, tell them we want Kirk after they win the game. So Kirk D. Cousins, who had a great game, will join us coming up in a little bit. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, and those on Chat Row, and our radio affiliates, Fox Sports Radio, iHeart Radio as well. You know, a lot of people love the Cowboys. They love the Cowboys based off of memories because it's been pretty abysmal, disappointing, sad, expectation levels, you know, pulled out from underneath you. It's been a long, long time since we've looked at them over a period of time as being a really good team, the team to beat. It's based off memories. What happens is, might be your father, might be your grandfather, and it's passed down to you. Our team won. We had doomsday defense, and we had Roger Staubach, and we had Emmett and Troy and Mike. And now all of a sudden you go, what do you got? And even with Dak Prescott, they didn't look good last night. The running game was not there. The offensive line did not do well. They were using a lot of trickery. Now, when I see that, I get nervous. Usually when you have a team that's an underdog in college football, they'll try some trickeration. And I get that because they can't go toe-to-toe with you. And Dallas last night was saying to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, we can't go toe-to-toe with you. And I thought that was really eye-opening early, even with Dak Prescott. Reverses, and they're trying all kinds of things. Normally Dallas lines up and runs right at you. But, you know, Amari Cooper's in Cleveland. They lost Connor Williams, Leo Collins, Randy Gregory, Tyron Smith is out. And you got these losses. You got Micah Parsons, and that's about it. You can count on Micah Parsons. And then I started to look at the schedule. So the Bengals look horrible against the Steelers, almost won. But the Bengals are next up for the Cowboys, then the Rams and the Eagles. Pretty tough. As Tampa Bay was formidable last night, the Bengals are not the Bengals of old. The Rams on the rebound, but still a good quality team. And the Eagles, and I think everybody, well, not everybody, but I certainly thought the Eagles were the class of this division. So, you know, this could be a, you know, 1-4 start, something like that. But the Eagles got a little bit clearer path here now, and that's a good team. Really is. That's a good team on both sides of the ball. We'll get some phone calls here. Poll question for hour two. Seton, what do you have for me?
Dan, we're going to go with who had the better loss.
Better loss.
This is good losses, so we're not going negative.
Okay, what was the hour one results of the poll question?
Hour one was more negative. That was worst loss of the weekend. Okay. Right now, Notre Dame still at 42%. Texas A&M at 37. Bengals, people not too concerned about their loss.
Okay.
But the best loss of the weekend, we're going to say either the Texas Longhorns, Detroit Lions. Those are two good losses.
I would say Texas, because Texas had a backup quarterback, and you had it. The Lions never had it. And the Lions are famous for, boy, that was a great loss. Mm. Man, you played really well, but you lost. Texas should have won that game. So I would say Texas had the better loss.
That's a good loss, dog.
Yeah. Yeah, Paulie.
I'll throw the Falcons in there. The Falcons had a nice loss, lost by one.
Yeah, but they allowed the Saints to come back and win that game, and they never should have. Like, that's one of those where you gotta put that game away. Like, you have to win that game, whereas Alabama going back and forth, and they needed a big play. The couple of plays that felt like the officials leaned towards Alabama's way. I thought they were questionable calls at best. Yeah, Seton.
That Falcons loss is actually my worst of the weekend. You blow a 16-point lead in the fourth quarter at home.
Yeah. That one stays with you a little bit. Like, if I'm Texas today and I go in and I look at the tape, okay, there are things that we could have done. You went against Alabama, went toe-to-toe. And you should have won. You didn't. And, you know, the Heisman Trophy winner did it with his legs. He was going to be sacked. There was holding on, one of the defensive linemen there on that play that allowed him to get out. But they made a field goal when they needed to, made a big play when they needed to. But if I'm Texas, given where Texas is, you got Arch Manning in the on-deck circle? Yeah, Paulie.
I got to tell you, I would feel pretty good if I'm a Saints fan today. You got Taysom Hill back catching footballs and running. Winston, I think, had 2 touchdowns, no picks.
No, Michael Thomas being back. I don't care about Taysom Hill.
Michael Thomas back, Jarvis Landry doing what he always does.
Jarvis Landry he's one of those players that I watch and I go, he's good. He's not great. I don't think he's ever made a Pro Bowl. But there are certain guys down through history where you go, he's just that nice second or third wide receiver. He's a hall of good. Did he make the Pro Bowl, Paul?
Yeah, he got two Pro Bowls with Miami. He had 112 catches one year. But he always feels like the second receiver on a team.
He does.
At least in notoriety.
But even in Cleveland, he, to me, was the better receiver than OBJ back then. Baker Mayfield Jr. III lost to the Cleveland Browns and had this to say after the loss.
Everybody made this out to be the Super Bowl, but despite what everybody's going to make this, there's 16 more games. The Super Bowl is not until February, and this is the beginning of September. So, like I said, a lot of anticipation, but we're going to flush this, we're going to learn it, and we're going to be better from it.
Go to flush it. I don't think anybody was making this out to be the Super Bowl.
I don't think that anybody was in the Super Bowl this weekend anyway. So,
oh, my God. Play it one more time here. A lot of snark.
Everybody made this out to be the Super Bowl, but despite what everybody's going to make this, there's 16 more games. The Super Bowl is not till February, and this is the beginning of September. So, like I said, a lot of anticipation, but we're going to flush this, we're going to learn it, and we're going to be better from it.
Yeah, see.
He sounds like he's 30 seconds away from being like, you guys made this narrative, not me. To me, this was just another game. It was the media who did the whole Browns versus me thing. I didn't do that.
I know. I watched a lot of that game, though. Yeah, I just wanted to see if he was going to win the game. And had a chance. Give the Browns credit. Some phone calls in here. Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan and Danette. Thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. Best and worst of the weekend. Worst of the weekend, you touched on it, the Nebraska Cornhuskers losing to Georgia Southern, Scott Frost losing his job. He had a 5-22 record in one score game. So best of the weekend, goat-to-goat respect. It was awesome seeing Michael Jordan doing the promo for Sunday Night Football, introducing Tom Brady for another season. Anytime Michael Jordan's up and on screen is great.
Yeah, that was one of those where I went, whoa, Mike, nice little cameo there. Gus in L.A. Hi, Gus. Welcome back.
Good morning, Mr. Patrick. You know, you mentioned about the Dallas Cowboys thing, you know, generation. That Super Bowl 30 VCR tape is being handed down generation to generation. Look at what we did, boys. That was beautiful. Best of the week in Notre Dame, Texas, and the Cowboys losing. I mean, what's greater? Shea and Irving, that made my best even bester. I love it. It sucks to be a Cowboy fan. It must suck to be a Cowboys fan. Worst of the weekend is that kid from Texas going down, because now we all got to hear for a whole year, hey, if our quarterback didn't, you know, go down, we would have beaten you guys. And now we got to hear that for a whole year. It's a great start to the week. You boys have a great week.
Thank you, Gus. Quinn Ewers, with his mullet, got injured in that game. Let's see. Caleb in North Carolina. Hi, Caleb. What do you have for me?
Hey, BP. Just the best of the weekend for me. I got to travel down to College Station to see my Appalachian State Mountaineers go into Kyle Field and beat Texas A&M. And just to cap off the weekend, we're getting College Game Day next Saturday. So it's a great time to be a Mountaineer. Go App.
I love it. I love it. App State is going to host College Game Day.
Is that serious?
Yeah.
Oh, what a fantastic setting.
Yeah, I got wind of that last night, that App State. And Appalachian State couldn't fly out after the game. They had to wait until like 4:30 in the morning, Sunday morning, to be able to fly back. And the campus was, you know, bonkers. You know, all the students out there celebrating. Yes, Tony.
And the hotel didn't have any rooms for them. They're laying like in the lobby and conference rooms. They're just like crashing wherever they could find a spot within the hotel they were at.
Well, they certainly felt at home, though, at Kyle Field. Yes, yes, Paul.
I think the country singer Eric Church went to Appalachian State, I think. That'd be a great picker for the game on Saturday.
Springsteen.
There you go.
Didn't he do Eric Church do that song? Todd, you would not know.
I would not know. But all right, that's a good
one. No. Not going to do that.
That's the shit. Get the bed. Woo-hoo. Bring it home now. Come on, Dan. We'll go home now. Bring it home.
What do you have on today?
I'm wearing my Danger Us shirt for the Broncos Seahawks Monday Night Football game. I ordered it online once the Broncos got them, and I found it at Etsy or one of these stores. Probably after one wash, this whole material is going to, you won't even be able to see Russ's face. But for now, it's in good shape.
You got your Bronco hat on.
I got an old school Bronco hat. I got Zubaz Bronco pants with the old school.
I thought I told you we don't do the Zubaz.
I know,
pants,
but I had to play dress up. It's just for this.
I know,
one.
But you got to wear underwear.
I should. It's only right. It's only fair to you guys.
No, I told you. If you wear the Zubaz, you got to wear underwear.
Next time. But I'm sedentary. Is that the word? I'm sitting for most of the time, so I'm kind of hidden under the desk.
Sedentary?
Sedentary? Sedentary.
You don't move a lot.
I don't. Sedentary.
How about you just say, I'm stationary?
I should have just said, I'm basically sitting most of this day. I should have said that.
Sedationary.
Sedentary. Sedentary.
Do you ride a stationary bicycle?
Okay.
All right.
I could probably use a couple miles on that.
How about we take a break? Kirk D. Cousins. Do you think the Vikings PR department told Kirk D. Cousins prior to the game that we said we want him on after they beat the Packers? Yes, Tim.
I'd like to think so, but I'm going to say no because you don't want to jinx things before a game.
Okay. Do you think that right after he comes off the field into the locker room, like, how you like me now? And they're like, hey, Dan Patrick.
Absolutely. That's the first thing they said to Kirk. They said, good game, and you're doing Dan Patrick Monday.
Let's take a break. Back after this Dan Patrick Show. Data breaches, they keep coming. There's a company called Oklahoma Student Loan Authority, and Ed Financial announced a breach affecting 2.5 million student borrowers. Breached information, Social Security, emails, phone numbers, addresses. Got to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Your personal information gets exposed so often, it's easy for cyber criminals to steal your identity. Protect your identity, and you can do so. Start with LifeLock by Norton, detecting and alerting you to potential identity threats you might not spot on your own. If you do become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it's easier to help protect what's yours with LifeLock Identity Theft, and it starts here. Save now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Promo code Patrick, 1-800-LIFELOCK or LifeLock.com. Promo code Patrick for 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. This award-nominated program brought to you by Mercedes. This family takes turns turning heads, brains, beauty, and athleticism. All they need now for you to do is drive them off the lot. Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs, family of unrivaled vehicles waiting at your local dealer. He's the quarterback of my Vikings. And I had Fritzy call up the Vikings on Friday and say, after the Vikings beat the Packers, see if Kirk Cousins would like to join us on the program. And I don't know if that was motivation for you, Kirk, but congratulations on the win.
Thank you so much. Sounds like we got you the win, too. So that's good. But happy to be on. Always good to see your face. It was over a decade ago I first came on the show as a college athlete and sang and everything. And so it's good as all these years have gone by, I'm still talking to you.
Well, you know, I go back to that. You sang Friday. Like, wasn't that Big Ten title weekend versus Russell Wilson?
Yeah, it was after either the Hail Mary game when we played Wisconsin and Russell Wilson, or one of those close games. But
wow.
Yeah, and my singing days are over. I'm retired now.
But you look back on that, and Russ wasn't a first-round draft pick. You certainly weren't. But here you are, you know, surviving, I guess. But maybe you don't view it as surviving, but it just seems like the critics are never going to be happy enough with what you do, right? Do you get that feeling?
Yeah, I think being a first-round pick really does help when it comes to, you know, people kind of being in your corner for most of your career. You're supposed to have success. It just kind of comes with the draft. And I think the draft does follow you a little bit for your career, and that's okay. But, no, in that draft, you know, Nick Foles, Super Bowl MVP, was a third-round pick as well. So there were a few guys there that, you know, that have carved out long careers in that draft class. I'm proud to be a part of those quarterbacks.
Take me into the huddle when Justin Jefferson seemed to be single covered the entire afternoon. Like, what are you thinking as the game goes on, and what kind of conversations did you have with Justin?
Yeah, every week we kind of have this dialogue with the coaches and with Justin of, we need to see early in the game how they're defending you. Everybody's going to have a plan, and then we have to have a plan to counter it. And I do think Green Bay had a plan. They had a good plan. They were aware of where he was. They were going to help have a safety help over top of him. But we were just still trying to find creative ways. When I say we, mostly the coaches, just finding creative ways to still get him involved and get him the ball. And if we did get single high, or we did get that one-on-one, that we don't miss those opportunities. And then to Justin's credit, you know, just making great plays and having a big catch radius. And even when there's somewhat tight coverage, being able to still make the play.
Well, that's a luxury though, as a quarterback. When, if that's your bailout, like, you just kind of put it in the area and it feels like he's going to go get it.
Yeah, well said. When the ball goes up, you expect him to go get it. And I pride myself on being an accurate quarterback. I think that's one of the reasons I'm still playing football. But I don't have to be quite as accurate with him. If I miss by a foot here or there, he tends to make up the difference, which I appreciate.
How was it having a brand new head coach, a rookie head coach, and Kevin, you know, going out? How nervous was he? Was he more nervous than you?
He projected pretty calm demeanor, you know, going into the game and Saturday night as he talked to the team. He was his usual self. I think that for me, I was a little bit, whatever you want to call it, nerves. I mean, the combination of week one brings nerves. And then the fact that we didn't play in the preseason, most of our starters didn't really get to go. So with a new coach and not having done the dress rehearsal quite the same way as we have in the past, I was a little bit more uneasy than as if we had had a bunch of preseason work together. But it was great to go out there on the very first drive and score a touchdown and feel like, okay, I guess the cobwebs weren't there too badly and we were ready to go.
You want more preseason action or less as a starter?
I think it's this risk reward thing. I mean, there was a reason we didn't play. I just think it was, hey, we want everybody healthy week one. Last year we played at Kansas City in preseason game three, and we lost our tight end Irv Smith for the entire season with a knee injury. So there's a realization that when you play in the preseason, there's a chance something can go wrong. There's also benefit to getting out there and playing with live bullets. You know, wearing a red jersey in practice really doesn't simulate the real thing. But these joint practices where we practice against San Francisco leading into our preseason game against them have in some ways started to replace preseason games, and coaches are trying to use those practice days as high-intensity days that can simulate the real thing.
Aaron Rodgers had thrown 38 touchdowns without an interception against the NFC North before being picked off by Harrison Smith in week one. What do you see when you watch Aaron Rodgers play?
Just tremendous respect for his game.
Do you watch on the sidelines?
Well, I watched less yesterday than I probably normally would or normally do for whatever reason. You know, he's tremendous, and the game's never over with him. You know, we were up by 16, and with 1 minute left, you know, we wanted to stay in bounds to keep the clock running, and we ended up running out of bounds and stopped the clock with about 1:07 left. And I said, I believe that number 12 could go down, get a touchdown, 2-point conversion, onside kick, touchdown, 2-point conversion, and we're going to overtime with only 1:07 left. I believe that can happen. And so I really wasn't sitting easy until the clock hit zero.
Yeah, but I think you have to have that mentality. Because you just don't go, yeah, they can't do that. And it's Aaron Rodgers. I mean, there are a couple of quarterbacks where you just can't go, yeah, that's not possible. And I think that's a good mindset. We're talking to Kirk Cousins, Vikings quarterback, 2 touchdowns in week one, no turnovers, by the way, more importantly. The Vikings go to Philadelphia next week. That'll be spicy. All right, we're trying to come up with a bet on the yellow plaid shirt you had on yesterday after the game. All right, so we want to guess the brand of the yellow plaid shirt that Kirk Cousins had on. Yes, Pauline.
I know Kirk's wardrobe and style pretty well.
Mm.
I've been tracking it for years.
Okay,
you know, he's a sensible shopper.
Yes,
but,
he is.
He, you know, got the big contract. I'm going to go Patagonia.
Patagonia.
Lovely shirt.
Patagonia. Okay. Fritzy?
I'm going to go Hollister.
Hollister.
Okay.
Seton?
I'm going to go L.L. Bean.
All right. Marv?
I'm going to go Eddie Bauer. Eddie
Bauer. Oh, that's a good guess.
I'm going to go REI. All right. And
I wish it was L.L. Bean or Eddie Bauer. Maybe that fits my brand a little more. But my wife dresses me, by the way. It happened to be Patagonia. And
wow, nailed
I was sitting
it.
Around, sitting around the house yesterday about 11:30 before heading to the stadium. And I said, because I do nothing in fashion. I make no decisions. So I looked at my wife and I said, have you laid my outfit out on the bed to wear to the game? And she said, no, I got to go do that. So I finished my lunch and then went up there. And sure enough, that shirt and a pair of pants and a pair of socks and a pair of shoes was sitting right there on the bed next to the bed. And I put it on and got in the car and headed to the stadium. So I just do what she tells me. There have been a few moments where I shake my head. I say, there's no way I should wear this. No way. And she says, wear it. And then Adam Thielen and Justin Jefferson and KJ Osborne will look at me and say, you look good yesterday. You did a good job. So I stopped trying to speak into it a long time ago. I just do what she tells me.
And, you know, don't mess with the wife, you know, when she plans, yeah. You know. But I can see it. Does she put the pants on the bed and the shirt on the bed and then the shoes and the socks right underneath the pants?
Yep, and then the belt is also there. And so, and believe me, I've learned from my teammates and their fits that one, you know, the wrong belt can screw up the whole thing. So everything's got to be thought through. And away games, we tend to bring a little bit more, you know, suit and tie kind of a look. But home games, a little more dressed down. But it's fun. I don't want to be involved in making those decisions, but it's fun to have something. And I love, more importantly, watching what my teammates wear because you get some crazy outfits.
Okay, who walks in and you go, oh, my God.
So Olabisi Johnson was you know, last couple of years, his fits were just getting more and more out there. And then Stephon Diggs was always really, really interesting, really creative with what he would bring. You know, Justin's starting to now rock the chains and he's got the grills now that you put in. So, you know, it's getting out there. It's fun. It's entertaining for me.
Would you ever do something like that?
Well, I thought about doing the Ryan Fitzpatrick when he grabbed DeSean Jackson's outfit and went to the post-game press conference with it on. You know, that would fit me, but Ryan kind of beat me to it. So, you know, but the fashion thing is a lot of fun.
Well, congrats. Hey, as long as you keep beating the Packers, you know, doesn't matter what you wear.
No, we've had some good battles against them. You know, beat them, lost to them, tied to them. It goes back and forth, and you know, the key is, you know, they've won the division the last few years, and that's really where we want to be is winning the North and hosting a home playoff game. So that's where we want to be at the end of this thing.
What happens at the end of the game when the quarterbacks get together? Like, is anything really meaningful in those conversations?
I think it comes down a little bit to how much you know the other quarterback. You know, Nick Foles and I were college teammates for a year. So if I see him after a game, you know, it's going to be a little different conversation than, you know, a guy who's 10 years older than me. And so with Aaron, you know, it's usually just shake his hand. You know, he says, you know, have a good season, stay healthy. And I usually remind him he's probably the best in the world. And then I go my separate way. But
is he the best quarterback?
I mean, it's kind of that conversation of like, you know, they're all great at the top. But I think the body of work and the two MVPs last year, and until he's proven otherwise, I think in my book, you know, he's doing it as well as anybody's, and the elite level he plays at week in and week out, protecting the football and all that. Yeah, I think he's pretty special.
What do you say to Brady after a game?
Well, usually, you know, the three times I've played him, you know, I've been on the losing end, so just shake his hand and head to the locker room. But you know, one game, I don't know if he was upset with how he played. They won. I don't know if he was upset with how he played, or whatever. But He just took off, you know, took off to the locker room. I think he was, he's just so competitive sometimes. He doesn't feel like saying hello to too many people. But, you know, another guy who, when he was winning his first Super Bowl, I was in middle school. And now I'm in my 11th year in the league. I'm one of the oldest guys in our locker room, and he's still playing. So it just goes to show the longevity of some of these quarterbacks.
Tell your wife, good game, you know, because, I mean, it's a team effort
here. We'll see what she
brings
next Monday night.
Yes. Whoa. Hey, great to talk to you again. Congrats. Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Good seeing you.
That's Kirk Cousins, Vikings quarterback, three-time Pro Bowler, and a couple of touchdown passes. Almost had another one with Justin Jefferson. What a luxury, though. There are a lot of great receivers. A lot of great receivers. But it feels like Jamar Chase had a catch yesterday where I went, I mean, that was, if OBJ made that catch, every one of these shows would have led with it. He had a toe out of bounds, but I think if they had replayed that, it would have been a touchdown. I think so. But, you know, Justin Jefferson, Stephon Diggs, I mean, Cooper Kupp, throw him. I mean, obviously, you start with Cooper Kupp, but having that kind of offense, and you have Kevin, who came from the Rams, is incorporating that offense, or at least, you know, a portion of that offense, and you're starting to see what was beneficial to Cooper Kupp is beneficial to Justin Jefferson. If Dalvin Cook stays healthy, they got a good defense, put a lot of pressure on, and you got Thielen in there. You know, they have talent, and I think they're a playoff team. I didn't see them dismantling Green Bay, but I did see them beating Green Bay. Feel pretty good about nailing Kirk Cousins' wardrobe there?
That really is my wheelhouse, but yeah, I'm very proud of that one.
Yeah. Yes.
I was going to say, I feel like it was a little stacked in Paul's favor, asking him to break down which, you know, brand a plaid shirt is. It's like, ask me to name a Nirvana song.
Right.
Give you 30. It was a little close for Paul, but it's a good call nonetheless.
Oh, Paul, he was so excited when he saw Kirk Cousins' outfit.
Well, people on Twitter were making fun of his shirt. I'm like, what are you making fun of? That's gorgeous. That's awesome.
Of course it is. James in Virginia. James, how about them Commanders?
Hey, thank you for taking my call, brother. Hold on, let me take a drink real quick. Let me clear my throat, man, because I got a lot to say, but I'm going to start with my worst first, man. The Old Dominion Monarchs, after beating Virginia Tech, goes to my wife's alma mater and gets destroyed, man. Oh, dude. I'm so happy I didn't go to the game because I was about to double trip it. But we decided to just go to the Washington game. But I couldn't believe it. Man, she was giving me a flack all night for that one, man. But, man, to Sunday. What an experience, man, for the first Commanders game. The fans showed out. The team got the W. It wasn't pretty. Turn the ball over. You can't turn the ball over in the NFL and win games. But, man, there is a quarterback in Washington that can throw the ball. Pete, I hope you're looking for your Washington gear, man. And I can't wait to see you guys because, man, I don't like to see guys get hurt. But Dak Prescott going down, oh, man, the Caesar parting, man. Salute the Commanders. You guys have a great day.
Thank you, James. Thank you, James. Not sure what he was taking a drink of, but feels like he might have been in Shea and Irving territory there.
The party's still rolling.
Yeah, yeah, Paulie.
Week one, you beat the Jaguars by 6. Start celebrating.
Yeah, woo! Hell yeah. Yeah, Carson Wentz finally got over that Jaguar hurdle. He looked okay. Paulie falls in love with quarterbacks, and he fell in love with Carson Wentz before a lot of people did. And so when Carson Wentz, he's going, I don't know, you know. I said, Paulie, he beat Jacksonville.
Right.
He goes, I'm just saying, you have 4 touchdowns. I said, how about he shows that he can do it when they really need him to do it against a quality opponent there? Al in Atlanta. Hi, Al. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Al.
No best. Absolutely no best. Only the worst. Even after I had a meditation session to cleanse the aura of the Falcons of all the bad demons, they still come out and remain the same. Mm-hmm. 1 stinking yard, 16-point lead, and they're the new Chargers. How do they keep finding new ways to screw up my weekend?
Keep your head up, Al. Keep your head up. You know, that first week, it's either really good or really bad because you've been waiting for this. Like if you're a Lions fan, Hard Knocks, man. Hey, I love it. Momentum. And they were down early by a lot and then made it interesting. but they still they lead the league in close losses, it feels like. Like almost. God, they played well, but it's almost like the Lions slogan. And I do love you can't help but root for Dan Campbell. Like he when you watch Hard Knocks, man, it's in his blood. You know, when they lose, it truly hurts. But man, I root for him in that city. Because it you know, when you look at the franchises of last franchises to win something, win a championship, Detroit's there. You know, there's a few of them, but Detroit is there. Yes, Heaton.
There's that little bit of me, though, that's like, yeah, but they've had chances. They've had players. They've had, you know, Hall of Famers.
I know. Herman Moore. Barry Sanders. Calvin Johnson. But they always seem like they have, like, one or two really good players. It's the rest of the players that are the problem here. Let's take a break. Our hour. It's like a Vaughn and Vaughn. Don't want to make that mistake around here again. Our best and worst of the weekend when we return. Business owners, if you're feeling boxed in by the pressures of running your business, managing remote workforces, keeping up with the changing regulations, HR compliance, hiring and retaining top talent, you got payroll, the list goes on and on and on. Well, how do you keep employees engaged while running your business smoothly? Fortunately, there's Insperity. They put 30-plus years of HR experience to work to help you develop a people strategy that supports your business strategy. That allows you to focus on the health of your organization. What if your HR strategy included access to better benefits that will keep your employees and attract new ones? What if it also offered training for your new employees to increase their skills so they become even more productive? There's always going to be challenges in business, no matter where they come from. Insperity is ready to help you move past them and will provide the HR solutions you need. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR, that truly makes a difference. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. We just had Kirk Cousins on. He's the first quarterback ever to beat Aaron Rodgers in three consecutive meetings. Patrick Mahomes looked pretty good. I don't think he missed Tyreek Hill. 5 touchdown passes in the convincing win against the Cardinals. And here he is, season openers. He'll give you at least 3 touchdown passes. 5 straight season openers, he's had at least 3 touchdowns. Chiefs have won 8 straight season openers. They're still a good team. Very good team, but that division, we know, is going to be a slugfest. All right, best and worst of the weekend, Todd, I'm going to start with you.
Best of the weekend, I'm giving it to Marvin Harrison Jr., son of, the former NFL great receiver, 7 catches, 184 yards, 3 TDs in the horseshoe as the Buckeyes roll Arkansas State. Worst of the weekend, don't want to pile on Notre Dame, but the previously 8th-ranked Notre Dame losing in South Bend previously. Losing to Marshall, putting them at 0-2 to start the season. As we heard, Marcus Freeman unfortunately becomes the first Fighting Irish coach to start his career 0-3, losing the Fiesta Bowl to Oklahoma State, a game they led by 21 at one point.
Was there a horse that came in here?
Well, the Broncos are playing tonight.
Previously. Okay, Seton.
Can we just pause? My best of the weekend is Todd's horse impression.
My unintentional horse impression.
It's meow. Okay. All right. So my worst of the weekend, as I said, the Falcons blowing a 16-point lead in the fourth quarter at home to a rival. That's about as terrible as it gets. My even more worser, but kind of amusing, no AFC South team won this weekend, and 2 of them played each other.
Oh, yeah. Tie.
Jacksonville lost to Washington. The Titans lost to the Giants, and the Texans and Colts tied.
All right.
Let's go AFC South.
Marv?
Best of the weekend, I went to West Point. For Army UTSA game, great atmosphere, loved it out there. They lost a heartbreaker in OT. Other best of the weekend, College Game Day, going to Boone, North Carolina for Appalachian State. Big week for them.
Love it. Because they had that loss the previous week to North Carolina. And then you wonder, and I wondered this too, because I wasn't even watching that game. And then I got a heads up. It's like, you might want to tune in to App State, Texas A&M. And I thought, how much is A&M up by? Or what crazy thing happened? And all of a sudden I go, oh, be damned. I did not expect that. Because I wondered how spent you are after losing overtime. And then you got to go on the road to Texas A&M. That's a horrible loss. Horrible loss for A&M. Yeah, Paul.
That's my worst of the weekend. Texas A&M losing to Appalachian State. I know they're good football, but if you're A&M and you're in the SEC, Nick Saban doesn't lose those games. He gets scared in those games once in a while. But if you're Jimbo Fisher and you're going to talk smack all summer, make sure you win in September.
And here is Jimbo Fisher after the loss.
We had opportunities in all 3 phases to make difference. We had 2 turnovers. They had none. It was critical in the game. They were able to eat clock. Had the ball, 40 minutes?
Yes, sir.
right at it.
Yes,
and we got to get the ball back. But it, part of that, too, is we got to get off the field on defense, but you got to keep it on offense when you got it. So we'll look at it and go. Just got to evaluate what we're doing, make sure. Had opportunities, but got to coach it better. That's on me.
Your best point.
Best of the weekend. I like that Kentucky football is so solid these days that they beat Florida at Florida, and it's not a big deal. I like that their program is bad, not back, but good. Tennessee 2-0, Arkansas 2-0. Those are two programs that, you know, have been great for years, had some tough times, and off to a good start. I love it.
Just one team has lost more games by 3 points or less since 2018. So I mentioned the Lions. The team that has more losses by 3 points or less since 2018, Todd.
I always think the Chargers keep
the answer is no. Seton.
Raiders. Raiders?
No. Marv?
Seahawks?
No. Paulie?
Vikings.
No. It's Giants and Chargers tied for third. Lions second. Cincinnati Bengals. More losses by 3 points or less.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Miami Dolphins became the first team to defeat Bill Belichick four consecutive times since he took over the Patriots there. I'm not surprised at that game. I thought it's one of those where you go, oh, Tua put up some good numbers. Not really. I mean, they're good numbers. I didn't think he looked particularly sharp for the most accurate quarterback in the league, according to Tyreek Hill. He got bailed out by Tyreek. But look, you're getting used to those receivers. Jalen Waddle is certainly a nice. When you talk about a second option, and I got a guy who can get you 100 catches, pretty good. And Dolphins got the win, and I'm not surprised at all. Let me see. Get a couple more phone calls in here. Brandon in Ohio. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Good, sir.
So, best of the weekend. I got to go Cade York yesterday for the Browns. 58-yard field goal to win the game. I'm 36, and I realized yesterday half my life has passed between them winning week one games. And then my worst of the weekend has to be that interesting sequence in the Alabama-Texas game when it was roughing the passer, targeting, and then it looked like a safety, yeah. And neither three of those happened.
It was crazy. I'm watching. I'm going, okay, does Texas get anything out of this? And the answer was no, they didn't. Let's see. Josh in Kansas. Hi, Josh.
DP, what's up, man?
Hey, bud.
Two best here, no worse. Two holes hit two home runs Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
And my Jayhawks beat the Mountaineers.
All right. What we had 697 for Pujols, so he's got 3 weeks to hit three home runs. I think so. If I gave you 700.5, anybody taking the over? Paulie's going over.
Yeah. He's okay. Cruising.
I'm gonna take the under because I think he gets to 700. And then he tips his cap and, you know, he says that I'm good. Unless, you know, the playoff ramifications, implications. I don't even know where they stand in the playoffs. Final hour coming up. More phone calls. We'll check in on the Dallas Cowboys. Is there a plan B other than Cooper Rush for Dak Prescott? One more item. We close at hour two. TireRack.com loves tires. Since 1979, they've been helping you find the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Got a team of experts there. Well, it's a click away or a phone call away. That's all you have to do. The website packed with information. They got advice, tools that make buying the right tires a snap. The tire decision guide. Answer a few questions and you'll get a personalized tire recommendation in 2 minutes or less. They sell only the best brands in the business. Like Sumitomo's full lineup that delivers a wide range of high performance all season and off-road capabilities, ratings, reviews, test results, and a national network of over 10,000 recommended installers, free road hazard protection, tire installation on your terms, game-changing. TireRack.com/Dan, TireRack.com/Dan, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.